रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. किष्किंधाकांड चैप्टर नंबर 65. द ट्रायल ऑफ स्ट्रेंथ कंटिन्यूड. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Thereupon the monkey leaders proceeded to set forth their prowess in words of glorious exaltation. I can cover 10 yojanas at a leap, shouted Gaja. Nay, exclaimed Gavaksh, 10 yojanas more is my limit. Count me up for 10 more, put in Gavai. Why, I am good at any time for 40 yojanas, asserted Sharaba. You may bet anything that I can cross over 50 yojanas of space, announced Gandhamadana. Say 60 and I am your man, struck in Mahinda. Nay, my good brother, added Dvivida, you know I flinch not from 70. Next advanced Sushena and thundered, I will cap your bid with 80 and take odds with me. Then Jambavan, over whose head had passed countless ages, bowed to the assembled chieftains and said, In the far past, I too was reputed to have had somewhat of strength and vigor. But age and the consequent decrepitude have stiffened my joints and my life currents course slow and sluggish. Well, the present undertaking to which Raghunatha and Sugriva have set their hands is momentous and laudable. Again, I need not emphasize that it is the bounden duty of every one of us to put forth the utmost of strength, power, energy, and vigor without stint or reserve towards the success of the sacred cause. Time has played sad havoc with my strength and might, yet you may confidently rely upon me as good for a leap of 90 yojanas. But I will not have you conclude from this that it was so in times of yore. You have heard doubtless of the great emperor of the Asuras, Bali so called. He who celebrated that famous sacrifice during which the great lord himself came down as Trivikrama to beg of the monarch 3 poor feet of earth, which grew later on as he measured them and covered the 3 worlds and yet fell short. Then have I coursed round him once, and you will not forget that he assumed his cosmic form at the time until he covered the manifested universe and stood out beyond. But I am old, very old, and my leap has now nothing about it to remind one of my former strength and valor. When I was in the prime of youth and strength, no one was in a hurry to take up any challenge that I threw to all creation. But I despair at present of effecting our purpose, though I try my very best. Then Angada, wise for his years, touched the feet of Jambavan and said, Nay, things have not come to such a pass that we will have to trouble you to exert yourself. These 100 yojanas are well within my limit, but I doubted whether I can leap back the same distance. But Jambavan hastened to say, Flower of the monkey leaders, know we not that your might and strength are almost boundless? 100,000, 10,000 yojanas do not limit your prowess. It is a child's play to you to go where you like and come back. But you are our lord and master. You direct us in our work and appoint us in our duties. Never can you be set to any task. We all represent the master of the house and you, the mistress, whom he is bound to protect and spare any trouble at the expense of his strength, intellect, and life. The lady of the house directs her husband in every detail of the household politics and government. She is supreme in that department. The general of an army is like that mistress. He is the supreme stay and refuge. You represent to us the root and life of our undertaking, and we are taught by the sages of old that the root and life of an enterprise should be safeguarded at all costs. Water the roots, feed them well, tend them carefully, and the tree will put forth a glorious return of flowers and fruits. You are our sole means of achieving success in this quest, thanks to your intellect and valor. You are the heir apparent, the only son of our Lord, the King, and we place all our hopes in you to lead us to success. But Angada could not see the point and said, I go not, and these friends of ours cannot go. Then I see nothing before us but to throw ourselves on the earth in hopeless despair and call upon death by starvation to put an end to our disgrace and misery. We go but to certain death when we carry the news of our failure to His Majesty. Lord is He over our lives and fortunes, reward and punishment. Should we transgress His commands and go back, a horrible death awaits us. Say that we reached Lanka. What good do we derive of it, seeing that we cannot leap back? You are the best of us by right of age, wisdom, and experience, and to you the mystery of things is an open page. And from your lips should fall the words that will evolve a plan to ensure success to our endeavors. Then Jambavan spoke to him words of courage and assurance and said, My prince, never shall this undertaking of yours fail or disappoint your expectations. Wait a while and you will see me bring before you the only person in whom lie all our hopes of success. And Jambavan resolved to induce Anjaneya, the best of all monkeys, to undertake the work as he sat far away in silent, solitary meditation. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.